you talk about people who contributed on and off the field, represented our values. Connor is at the top of the list. Thank you to him. And when we talk about having our paths cross again, we're sincere about that. And that's what we told him when he left. You know, when you do free agency and the combine, there are a lot of people who contribute that aren't up here, like the two of us. It starts with our scouting staff, our pro staff led by Dwayne Joseph and his team of pro scouts, our contract negotiators, Jake Rosenberg, his team, Aileen DeGrosa. Al Calabi is a big part of the things that we do as well. Andy Weidel, Tom Donahoe, our coaching staff. Coach Peterson, his coordinators. Our training staff, led by Chris Peduzzi. Our team doctors, Pete DeLuca, Gary Dorsheimer. Our PR staff here right now. They do a great job with us as well, led by Ann. So really, this is a whole team effort, and we wanted to thank all of them. We're really excited to add Alshon, Torrey, Chance, re-sign Najee, and Wiz. We got a lot more work to do. Obviously, we know that this is just part of the process. We're excited about the draft. We're excited about the next few weeks here to look at what we have, see if there's opportunities to add to our team, and then go into the draft and really be able to take the best available player. Questions? Yeah, I think from our perspective, you know, in terms of the terms of any deal, probably different because usually when you do these types of deals, you're able to prorate. But our cap people, led by Jake, do a great job, a tremendous job of putting us in situations to be successful. And you got to be flexible at these times. I think our situation is tough this year, but as we look out, it continues to improve.
So why the
Howie, does the recent re-signing of Stefan Wisniewski also getting Chance Warmark, does that mean that Jason Kelce no longer be on the team?
No. In fact, the first thing we talked about this morning was the outstanding depth that we have in the offensive line. And when you look at it, you can say you're committed to the lines, but then your actions have to reflect that. And as we look at our offensive line and the depth that we had, you know, we played five right tackles last year. We know we're going to need all those guys. It's a position around the league that people are looking for. So we're really excited, and our plan is to keep all of those guys.
As far as the one-year deal, why was that something you wanted?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say it was something that we wanted. And are we talking about?
Awesome.
Okay, Alshon and Chance, that's why I said that. But from our perspective, it was a win-win situation. And when you have guys on one-year deals, you still have options. I mean, you have tags at your disposal. You have exclusive negotiating rights before free agency. And for us, we thought it was a great opportunity to get a player who's extremely talented and has something to prove and wanted to be here. And so it worked out. And obviously, you always like to have guys on longer deals. But we also have to look at the opportunities. And we said all along that we're going to try to be aggressive if the opportunity made sense. And we just thought the contract made a lot of sense.
A lot of people probably thought Alshon may have gotten a longer deal, more money and everything. Was it a case where as the market started to bear out, you were able to get involved? Or was he a target from the beginning? How did it work out?
Well, he was a target from the beginning. But like you said, you know, you hear a lot of things when you're in Indy about what guys are going to get. And when the negotiation period started, we called his representatives and told them about our interest. And we're in constant communication with them. But, you know, I think the other thing when we talk about all these guys, and Alshon in particular, you know, Joe was with him in Chicago. Dwayne Joseph, our pro director, was with him in Chicago. Our wide receiver coach was with him in Chicago. Deuce Staley, we all know about him in South Carolina. So we had a lot of information on him, and he wanted to be here, which is always a good thing to have. And he was excited about the direction we're going in. And, again, we got a long way to go and a lot of things to do, but we felt like yesterday was a good day.
Joe, you're very familiar with Torrey from Baltimore. He was one of the top receivers in the league from 2012 through 14. Then he goes to San Francisco. and only has, I think, like he was targeted 103 times in 2 years. What did you see in San Francisco that changed for him?
You know, I can't speak about his personal experience in San Francisco. And, again, I don't want to, you know, throw any other team under the bus from a performance standpoint. Obviously, his targets fell down. I think his down the field targets fell down and production fell down as well. So that was probably the main thing I saw.
All three of these guys that were brought in yesterday have ties to the coaching staff or to the front office. How much does that help you guys in bringing them in? And also, in regards to Carson Wentz, what does it say about him that receivers want to come here to play with him?
Well, it's a great compliment to Carson, and I think the rest of our offensive staff and the team. You know, when we've talked to these guys, they're excited about our offensive line. You know, they're excited about some of the skill position guys that we have here that can help them too and complement each other. And then again, it's hard in free agency. The history of high price free agents aren't good. You know, we've looked at that. We've had experiences with that ourselves. But when you know the guy really well, when people have been around them, see the day-to-day, see how they are in the building, on the practice field, in the meeting room, it's a huge advantage. And we feel like we know our players really well because of that. And so when guys come from other places and have worked with those guys and are able to tell us exactly what they are, it takes some of the risk involved out of it.
Howie, how describe, if you can, the dynamic with working with Joe really for the first time through this process, particularly with respect to Torrey, obviously somebody who he had known really well.
Yeah, I think that Joe and I share this. We have passion, you know. We have passion, and what Joe and his staff do a great job about is standing on the table for things that they think are really important and having conversations. And we're collaborating about everything. We're talking about everything. But when you talk to Joe about a guy like Torrey and what he is and what he can bring to our football team on and off the field, what his skill set is, how he is every day in practice, and how strongly he feels about that, I mean, it makes you feel really good about making a move like this. So it's been a lot of fun. And obviously, again, you know, we're really excited about the draft and working on that together as a group with his staff. But the past few days have been great, and really it started since he's been here and going through the cuts and getting his opinion on everything.
Howie, did you talk to Alshon and his camp about what a long-term deal might look like next season? And are you confident he's in this for the long haul, not just 1 year and then we'll reassess?
Did we talk about what a long-term deal may look
for
like
next
last
offseason?
Yeah, I'm on Nostradamus, so I don't know where we're going to be in January. So I don't know that is – there's too many scenarios that can happen to talk about a long-term deal for next season at this time. But we had in-depth discussions about a lot of scenarios with them in terms of before we signed them to the one-year deal. And we feel really confident that when Alshon gets here and – sees the passion this city has for our football team, gets around the people on and off the field, that this will be a place he'll want to be.
Obviously, signing two veteran receivers helps the team in general, but in terms of Carson Wentz's development, how big of a motive was that in getting these guys, and were you worried about maybe stunting his growth if he didn't make these kind of signings?
Well, I think you go back to how we started this, and you know, we believe in the lines and building along the lines, and it would be a disservice for us to not also talk about our offensive line, and because it starts up front, and if he doesn't have time to throw, it doesn't matter who we have on the outside. So keeping those guys, adding to our offensive line, you know, we signed some guys as futures that we also think are talented guys that have a chance. You know, we went through it today, and I think we have 12 guys of our 17 who have started in the National Football League. We couldn't count Taylor Hart to that number yet, but if we would, I think we'd have 13. It's a little joke. You guys are really all on it today. It's awesome. Then when you talk about, you know, Carson and being able to help him, and also, you know, you have guys, you know, Alshon, for a guy like DGB to watch Alshon and see that his skill set and the traits he has. And for Nelson to get a chance to see Torrey and to see how he is every day. And Oh, that was one of the big things that Joe has talked about since the day he walked in, about having guys in the room who have done it before to help the younger players. And it was a great example for us just watching Atlanta and seeing Beasley with Dwight Freeney. So those sort of things, too. Now, they have to be good players because, you know, obviously you have a coaching staff, too, to help those guys. But when guys are still productive and also have that leadership and are able to help our other guys, it's really a positive.
Howie, yesterday, obviously, you know, you signed the two wide receivers and Chance, obviously, but you didn't really do anything on defense, and you have the possibility of losing, you know, both your starting cornerbacks from last year. Mm-hmm. Do you, I mean, is that still something you can address in free agency, or are you kind of like looking at that spot, like coming up in the draft and everything, you know, because obviously it's pretty deep for cornerbacks.
Yeah, and you don't want to go into a draft having to have something, but by the same token, what we said last week is true. You know, we're trying to minimize risk and make smart decisions. And if a contract gets out of hand and we've set a number and a price point for it, we're going to walk away. So what will happen in the next couple of days with some of the guys who are out there, it's hard to predict. Obviously, people have expectations when the market opens, but we have to be uncomfortable with some things here. We're not going to address everything right now. And if there's a particular position that we don't address right now, that doesn't preclude us doing something before the season starts, and certainly not in the draft.
Howie, you went into free agency. You were targeting a wide receiver yesterday. You got two. How did the outcome of yesterday relate to your goals heading into the day? And, you know, how pleased are you with the fact that you came out with two wideouts for Carson to throw to?
Well, I think we're pleased about the guys that we brought in, the specifics of those guys, you know, Alshon and Torrey. In terms of what we were looking to do, we were obviously looking at that. That's why we got those guys, because we were negotiating with them. But, again, we had walkaway numbers. There were other guys that we talked to, and it just didn't make sense from our team perspective of what we're trying to do here. So it fit. And those guys are the right guys for us. They have a complementary skill set, and we're excited to get them in the fold.
Hey, Howie, the tone of your messaging heading into the offseason seemed to be about taking the long view, mm-hmm. Making sure that you build it the right way through the draft. So how does the signing of one of the top wide receivers at a high number for 1 year kind of mesh with that philosophy?
Yeah, we think it's consistent with that philosophy. You know, I know when we talked about Band-Aids, I think maybe that I didn't explain that well. I guess I've done that a couple of times here this offseason. But for us, a Band-Aid is a guy who's in the twilight of his career and doesn't have a lot of time left, and probably not someone that you would want to extend going forward. But in terms of what we got here, you know, we got guys who are in their 20s, mid to late 20s, which is always stuff that we talked about. And guys that we have an opportunity, if they do a good job, to keep here for the future. So I think it's consistent with what we've been talking about. And, you know, we're excited that we were able to get those particular guys.
Chase, last year, he made sense from the perspective of knowing the offense and being able to help Sam along and whatever quarterback you were going to draft. But with Carson, you know, going into a second year, how much of that is that mentorship sort of less important in year two than it is in year one?
Well, I think it goes back to the point that Joe's talked about since he's been here. You know, having someone in the room to rely on and to talk to about things is important. It's important for a starting quarterback to have. So does it change from year one to year two? When you talk about Carson, he's the guy now, and having the ability to do that through the mini camps, through the whole off season, through training camp, his leadership's going to show, and he's been through it. You know, he's gone to Seattle, he's gone to Dallas, Washington, New York, so he's seen all those things, so he has that. But you still want someone who's been through it, and Chase certainly provides that.
One for each of you. Howie, what does this say about, if you had any negotiations with Jordan Matthews, but also the ability to assign him next year, bringing in two other receivers?
I don't know that this says anything other than this will help Jordan Matthews. You know, having those guys and having the attention from Jordan, from Zach, from our running backs, the more good players you can have, the more that it will help those guys get free and not see as much attention. We want to keep our good young players. Jordan's a good young player who's been tremendously productive, has great character. And so from our perspective, nothing's changed in that respect.
Joe, and real quick for you, you have on paper, it looks like the starters and the top three receivers will be Jordan in the slot and then obviously Torrey and Alshon on the outside. All three have very different skill sets. Is that important to you when looking at that position when you have three guys in the field that you want to kind of cover all your boundaries in terms of what they can do on the field?
Yeah, no doubt. You don't want to have three receivers that do exactly the same thing. And I think it's something that we discussed earlier with our offensive coaches from Doug DeFrank to now Mike Rowe, Flip. I think it's very important that each of these guys bring in their own individual skill set.
I know Torrey obviously brings speed to the offense, but both he and Jeffrey are both excellent red zone receivers. How important was that when you guys were considering them, considering the problems you've had in the red zone?
Yeah. I think if you look back at our season, red zone was a part of our team that really needed improvement, and I think both of these guys are major weapons. When things get tight down on the goal line, you have guys that have the length, have the catch radius, they can go up and get the ball and make plays for you in tight situations.
I have one for both as well. Howie, as a follow-up to Les's question, the first question, are there corresponding moves you need to make to have pen on paper today?
I think from our perspective, we're going to have to look at things as they come through. Obviously, as the draft comes too, things kind of change, but we're going through all that now. Again, I think that as we look past this moment, we're going to be okay. But it is a unique situation that we've had, and I think when you look around the league, people have had it. So we're looking at that. I'm trying not to be too specific because I don't want to get into strategy here.
And for Joe, this was your first time setting the free agency board. How was that process for you, and how did Alshon stack up on it?
Yeah, I know Howie mentioned this term again, collaborative. I mean, it's a process very similar to the one I talked about in Mobile about setting the draft board. There's different sets of meetings with our pro scouts and then with our coaches, and everyone's involved and everyone has a say. There's a lot of reports in the system on all these guys, and Alshon was a player that we talked about, and relationships matter, and us having guys in the building that had relationships with Alshon, guys like Mike Rowe, guys like Dwayne Joseph. I was only there with him for a short time, but he was a guy that was highly regarded in this building.
We talked a little bit about defense and how you guys haven't really made moves there yet. In terms of cornerback, you're really young there right now. Would you feel comfortable staying that young? And even if you draft a couple kids, it's deep class, but would you feel comfortable staying that young at cornerback with your starters?
Yeah, I think we look back to 2004, and I'm certainly not comparing this team to that Super Bowl team, but we went into that year with Lito and Sheldon hadn't started. And there were some of those same questions. So we would be comfortable if that's how it turned out. Again, we got a long period of time before we play a game, before we report to training camp. So we're going to look at every option to try to improve this team, but certainly we'll be comfortable if that's how it shook out.
A little bit more about your experiences with Torrey Smith and what you saw up close and what attracted you to him to bring him in.
Torrey's a player that I've had my eye on ever since his Maryland days. Obviously, we drafted him in Baltimore in the second round. I just hope the city knows that they're getting a resilient person, a great teammate, a person that shows up in big games when it matters most. A guy that's definitely going to help this offense as far as taking the top off defenses.
I think the other thing with Torrey that people don't realize is he's a big guy. People, when they think of just vertical threats, guys who could take the top off, they think of smaller guys, but he's a physically tough guy as well. And I think when people see him out there and how he plays and that kind of edge, and you see it with, over a period of time, he led the league in passing interference yards. So I think that's the other thing when you talk about Torrey to bring into the equation.
For you guys, whoever wants to take it, how much did, in going after Chance, just his obvious, but his sheer physical size along a line that maybe in the middle of it might be lacking a little bit of that was a factor in going after him?
I think first, again, you go to the guy who coached him in college, and having him here and the job Coach Stoutland has done with our offensive line since he's been in Philadelphia. I mean, he is a tremendous football coach, and his ability to get the best out of people. And there's no doubt Chance is extremely talented, and he's another guy who wanted to be here who had better offers on the table, but he felt like he wanted to play up to the ability that he had coming out in the draft, and there was no person better than the guy who coached him and made him the 10th pick in the draft. And so we're very fortunate to have Chance, but we're very fortunate to have Jeff Stoutland as our offensive line coach.
Do you still have any shot of keeping Benny Logan in light of the cap situation?
Yeah, we're hopeful. I mean, Benny's a good player, and we're in communication with his representatives, and we'll just see how all this shakes out here.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.